Welcome to the Dirt Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Well, thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Welcome back, anyway. Telephone number, and I may sound a little different. I'm actually on a microphone now instead of a phone. So I hope you could hear me okay that first hour. I think it worked out pretty good. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Let me catch up on just a couple of things, and then Kathleen, David, y'all hang on. I'll get with you right away. And anybody else wants to jump on here, have some questions or some problems with something going on gardening-wise, landscaping-wise, let's chat about it. If you have a recommendation, a tip for me or something like that, we're all ears and open for that as well. Just real quickly, I started talking about some of the books and some of the things where we have more information for you. The simplest way to let you know about all that is dirtdoctor.com is the key. Our website is pretty cool. It's very deep. There's a lot of stuff on there. Don't let it intimidate you. Just look at the various words. All the words on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com are buttons. There are red buttons, bigger buttons on the website as well. The big one at the top that says buy art, books, and class. That's the one that can get you to the information about buying my books, which I started going through and haven't finished. I need to try to get back to working that in for you, explain the main ones that are available for people around the country. And then the art is my organic art. We did bring some pieces with us to show people. Had some interesting conversations, not only with just some of the fairgoers, but some other artists that have come by, and we've enjoyed that. My art is, for the most part, abstract, although we do some ginkgo leaves. The ginkgo leaves are realistic, but except for the way that I finish them and color them, we're doing some interesting things in different sizes and different colors there. A lot of my art is on recycled material. We use plywood in some cases. We use old frames that we've found that people were throwing away or had taken to thrift stores. We're painting over old paintings or old prints in some cases, and coming up with some fun stuff. And then, believe it or not, a lot of people throw away perfectly good canvases. I've been very surprised about that. During bulk pickup days, I've picked up some really nice canvases, some that where people had started doing some art and got frustrated or whatever, and some that hadn't even had anything done yet. So we're recycling a lot of things, having a lot of fun. The money that goes toward my books, if you buy them on dirtdoctor.com, or if you buy the art, or if you buy the class, the natural organic certification class, the basic one, are the one for the hemp growing, which is more expensive because it comes with backup and consultation and all that kind of thing. But any of those things, which you can find all of them right up there under that big red button at the top, the money goes to Texas Organic Research Center support, our non-profit. And I'll get back to a little bit more information for you on the various books, because we're getting a lot of questions. It's confusing. There's a lot of gardening books out there. There's some that you should buy, and there's some that you shouldn't. The ones you shouldn't buy are the ones that don't address the natural organic techniques at all. You really don't want to do gardening any other way than what we recommend. And the reason for it, well, a whole bunch of reasons, but the main reason, it works better. It works better than any of the others. It's just not really very sensible to use toxic chemicals and high nitrogen salt-based synthetic fertilizers that foul up the biological activity in the soil. We try to reverse that and help people not only go that route but clean up the mess they've made in the past. A detox program is a real big important part of what we do here. It's on dirtdoctor.com in the library under soil detox, or just detox. So you know, you can check that out. Let's see what Kathleen is up to in Delaware, if I can hit the right button here and get her up. Let's see. Mary Rose, for some reason, I'm not. There she is. Hi, Kathleen.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good, considering all the goings-on here.
No, I know. Well, I have a question about hardwood fresh mulch.
Okay.
Oak, maple, and cypress. Is there a concern about termites? How can I use this?
I don't think there is a concern at all. One of my buddies, Mike McGrath, who does some gardening shows and everything, he gets all nervous about mulches that have wood in them. And I've only used shredded native hardwood mulches like you're talking about there about a billion times, you know, no, that's a little hyperbole, of thousands and thousands of projects, and I've never seen a problem with it in any way. And I think one of the reasons, Kathleen, is that the shredded native tree trimmings and oak, maple, and cypress is perfectly fine. But when you have ground up tree trimmings, you have a balance. You have a blend. We talk about this a lot in my personal appearances because it's such an important part of the sick tree treatment to use this material. But when you use it, you have wood. You have the cellulose and the carbon, the wood inside the limbs, and you also have the protein, which is high in nitrogen and other nutrients and everything, in the buds and the cambium and the stems and the leaves. So you have this very nice balance between the two. If you pile the material up in a pile, it'll break down into the prettiest compost you can imagine. But using it as a top dressing mulch, I think it would be really rare if termites would get in it. If they do, there's an interesting thing about termites. They're really delicate and easy to kill. So if you see them, they're pretty easy to identify. They look like a fat, wasted ant. Just spray them with orange oil or with the Pure Grow Bug Stop that I like so much or something like that, and it kills them instantly and takes care of the problem.
Well, I had read online about borax.
Well, borax is okay. I'd rather use it in the wall cavities and inside rather than using it where it gets in the soil. If you use boric acid products, which is what borax basically is, that the active ingredient in it would be the borate or the boric acid. I don't have any problem with using that, but if you use it too often in the soil, not only can it contaminate the soil, but it can sterilize the soil. So let's keep it to inside use, and outside let's use the things like I suggested: orange oil, Pure Grow Bug Stop, et cetera, those kind of things.
Okay, and my next question is about figs.
Okay,
we had a very hot summer. And actually, the figs we're doing have a very old bush. And it was doing quite well, but then we had a short drought. And all the leaves fell off.
Okay.
It still had some figs on it. But what should I do over the winter, because we're on the East Coast here, right by the water, and to help it next year?
Well, just make sure you've got the soil re-moistened. Let the water hose run on it slowly and really soak it down well. Put a layer of this shredded mulch that we've been talking about on it, but don't pile it up on the stem. Let it get thinner and thinner in the blanket of mulch as the mulch gets close to the stem. And it'll probably be fine for you. The worst thing that can happen is that the top might freeze back a little bit, but I doubt it in your area that we'll even have that problem.
Right. Well, right now, because it's hurricane season, we're making up for the water we missed during that short drought period. We're getting rain today from some tropical storm.
Oh, good. I think we've got some moving in, too. That happened all over the place. It happened in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I am, too. That incredibly heavy rain that we had in the fall and into the early part of the season, when it went away, even though we had this huge amount of rain, when it went away and got hot in a hurry, and it got dry deep in the soil. And I think the roots of plants had become kind of lazy because there was so much water previously. And we had a lot of plants like your fig that got burned because people just didn't water quite enough during that change in temperature. Kathleen, I'm going to have to run. All right, I appreciate your call very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. You can give me a call at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And I'll be right back, so don't go anywhere.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinerite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinerite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinerite.com.
Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. RegActive's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I think that we have Mary on line one. Mary, you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
How are you today? What can I do for you?
Doing great. Well, I've got the... in my hedges, I've got a vine growing on one side of the house, and I wondered if it would be better to cut it close to the ground and then spray it as it tries to come back with some sort of poison, you know, not like a natural product, or if I should just spray the whole plant.
No, spraying the whole plant is just going to look bad for you for a long time. What kind of plant is it?
Some kind of a vine that's trying to grow
it's,
up.
And, it's a vine?
Actually, on the other side of the house, in my hedge, a different kind of holly is growing up in there that I don't
okay.
want.
Okay.
So prickly.
Well, if the stems are big enough, you can cut it down flush with the ground, which I'd recommend, and you can take a drill and drill holes in the trunk. And you can put either molasses, you can put what's called saltpeter, which is potassium nitrate, in the holes, covered with mulch. And in both cases, it'll just dissolve away. The potassium nitrate, the saltpeter will work faster. If the stems are not big enough to drill holes in, just take a big hammer and smash the where you've cut it down to even with the ground and do the same thing, either molasses or saltpeter and mulch on top, and that'll kill them out as well as anything you can do. They may try to resprout for a while. If they do, just clip the resprout off and add a little bit more of the material, and you'll get rid of them without contaminating the soil and be on your way.
That sounds good. Oh, and I had a suggestion for Nellie.
Oh, okay. Great.
Call her back. I've had good luck following advice from Dr. Karen Becker on Dr. Mercola's website.
Yeah, I've heard of her. I haven't met her.
Well, she recommends a device called the Assisi Loop. It's pulsed electromagnetic field therapy.
Huh. I'll be darned. Okay. What's the basic thing, the system called?
Well, the device that they did research with was the Assisi Loop, A-S-S-I-S-I. I can send you the link to the article, to the research.
Okay, that'd be great. I appreciate it. If you could send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, that'd be great.
I hope she feels better.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate the help.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to David, and then maybe I'll have a chance to do a couple of things. But if you want to come jump on here anytime, do it. It's 866-444-3478. David in Navarro County in Texas. Hey, David.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well, thanks.
Let's see. I've got some cattle pasture here that's kind of sat neutral for a few years. I finally got some cows back on it, but I've got some weed problems. I've got stinging nettle in one area of the pasture, and also I've got these ragweeds that are coming up everywhere, and that are some of them are 12 foot tall. Yeah, some of them are 12 foot tall, and you can't hardly run over them with the mower very easy, but. What I'm trying to figure out is how many times a year I need to mow to try to keep these weeds down, without having to mow more than I need to. I've got just a little 4 foot mower and 20 acres. It's kind of hard to knock down with that.
Well, the answer to that, David, depends on the weather a little bit, but the answer is to mow as often as it takes to prevent the weed, in your case, the ragweed or whatever you're dealing with, from setting buds and flower, because we don't want to allow it to produce any more seed. So you'll just have to keep an eye on it and mow, as it's developing, but before it starts to set flowers. How many acres are we talking about here?
Well, a little over 20.
20 acres. I tell you what I would do if that were my place, David. I'd call every tree care company in the area. Maybe starting with the biggest ones. And if you see any work going on where they're doing new road work and they've cut down trees and there's some piles of shredded tree trimmings, you could, rent a truck, or you probably have your own truck, go pick up as much shredded native tree trimmings as you can. If you can get the arborists to just deliver it to you and dump it, and sometimes they'll do that because they don't want to take it a farther distance to be in a landfill or whatever, and then you just spread that shredded native tree trimmings on the land, just like you're putting out a compost. And it is amazing how in a very, very short period of time it starts improving the biological activity of the soil, and you start seeing new native species of forbs and grasses come up, and the weeds just kind of slowly die away. It's pretty amazing. If your budget allows it, putting out dry molasses or spraying liquid molasses would also help speed up the process. You don't have to spray, in a case like yours, even an organic herbicide to kill the stuff. Just kind of irritate it by keeping it mowed off so it can't set flowers, improve the soil with a very expensive shredded mulch, and you'll be in great shape.
Okay. Yeah, I've had a tree trim dumped out here before. I had probably about 150 loads dumped about 5 years ago.
Okay, so, great. Well, just keep using that, and it just gets better and better, and cut off the stuff so it doesn't set seed heads. I'm going to have to run. If you had something else, I will put you on hold. We'll talk a little bit more. Other people can call at 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the website is dirtdoctor.com, D-I-R-T.
Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border.
You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Alrighty, Howard back with you, and let's see where we're going here next. Looks like David is going to be next in Navarro County. Hello, David.
Hey, Howard. I was just wanting to ask you if you've grown the trombone squash. It's Trombetta de Albenga is the name I've got here.
I'm familiar with it, Dave, but I don't think I've grown it. I've grown a bunch of them. It's probably about the same as growing loofah or something like that. I think it's a pretty big growing kind of a plant, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a climbing summer squash, which would work good on like arbors or pergola or something. If you train it up there, it would grow on there. But the squash are just delicious. They've got kind of a nutty flavor, you know, when you saute them in the it kind of reminds me of avocado, kind of the consistency of the meat there, you know.
And you're calling it what? What's the common name of it?
The common name is the trombone squash.
Trombone squash, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I haven't grown it, but I tell you what I'd probably do. You can grow it on a fence or something that's a solid thing, but you might have more luck and more production on it, and you probably already have some anyway. Take some cattle panels build them, put them leaning against each other to where they form, you know, a triangle, kind of a tent shape. I've done that with vines, and that allows a lot of air circulation through and gives them plenty to grab onto and grow on. And I think that would give you probably better production. So give that a shot.
And I have also noticed that the squash bugs and the squash vine borers don't seem to bother it much. And now I put DE in the soil for the last few years. That might have something to do with it, but
well,
this is a great squash you ought to track.
I think that the DE provides available silica. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show. We were talking about some silica products that people are using. Salicylic acid is like aspirin. There's something similar to it that people are using now for plants and really getting some increased root growth and production. And I think it's from the fact that there's available silica there. It's one of the reasons probably why lava sand and azomite work so well too. I think both of them create the lava creates a situation that the azomite probably has some available silica in it, and that's one of the reasons why they work so well. Well, I'll make a note here to try that squash. There may be enough time right now to plant some and get some produced by the cold weather, but probably not. I'll probably have to wait till next year to give it a shot, but I definitely will.
Well, give it plenty of room because it's a climber.
One of the other things for you and for everybody, too, you may know this, but another squash that doesn't get squash vine borers and squash bugs that is a terrific little squash to grow and also big and aggressive is called Tatumi. And it's good in a couple of ways. One is the green, you know, more immature squashes that it produces are just delicious. You can slice them and eat them and just like you do any kind of squash. But if you leave them on the vine to mature, they turn into the prettiest little pumpkins you've ever seen. They're about the size, a little flatter, but about the size of a big grapefruit. And
I'll have to try that one. That one sounds pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, it's a good one. It's Tatumi, and we've got it in our vegetable, the book that Malcolm Beck and I did on vegetables and fruit. It's in that book. It's on the website also.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Thanks. Let's go to Granbury again. We got another call from there. Tony is up. Hello, Tony.
Hello. I'm needing help or give me some education on the benefits of using a Trapagomba wasp. I have a pecan, peach, and plum orchard, about 40 of each, well-established, 10-plus years old. And what is is there a release time and dates, or not dates, but the cycle of when in the season to plant throughout the year using the Trapagomba wasp?
Okay, first of all, just so there's no confusion, it's Trichogramma. It's T-R-I-C. Yeah, T-R-I-C-H, Trichogramma wasp. And for people hearing it for the first time, it's nothing mysterious. It's a wonderful little beneficial wasp that's microscopic. It comes on little pieces, little tabs or strips that have bumps all over them, and those little bumps are the moth eggs that the Trichogramma wasp female comes out of, and she parasitizes other moth eggs. What we're going to be controlling with Trichogramma wasp, Tony, are any kind of caterpillars. So the first time we release Trichogramma wasps will be in the spring just as new growth emerges from plants where in the past you've seen some kind of caterpillar eating the foliage of the plant. And the Trichogramma wasp flat shuts it down. It prevents those things from happening. It helps with green worms on your cabbage and kale in the vegetable garden or any other kind of Lepidopterous insect. Some people will argue that it hurts some of the beneficial pollinating moths and butterflies. I've never seen a lot of proof of that. That just seems to help control the pests and not bother the beneficials all that much. But that's what you use them for. Any moth that has a larva that is a caterpillar, that's what Trichogramma wasps control. They're microscopic. They don't sting. You can barely see. You can. They're not totally microscopic. You can see them. They look like little tiny black specks of dust. Is how big they are.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. I repeat the application of them like every month, or you know, is there a cycle?
Well, it you some people do. For example, they will also control the pests that get on pecan, the pecan tree case bearer. You know, that's a Lepidopterous insect as well. And some of the people that are doing commercial production will start when the leaves emerge, and then they'll release a second release in a week or two, and then a third release in another week or two. Everybody's got their own little way of doing it, and if you do a succession of releases, you're definitely going to get more control. But the truth is, that's a native wasp, and if you put it out one time and then continue your organic program, in other words, you're not spraying toxic pesticides and things like that, it ought to be enough for you for the whole season. If you end up having some kind of a fall emerging caterpillar, and there are some out there, putting out another release midsummer or something like that before they, you know, get around to doing their life cycle and hatching, you're going to have more control. So it's just a call on what kind of caterpillars and when they're emerging. But the truth is, and for people with a tight budget, which most of us have, one really good thorough release in the spring may be all that you need.
Is it okay to order them online, or, I mean, where do I get them? Local food stores?
That's really the best place to get them. You can buy them locally from retail stores. You've got to be careful about how long they've had them. They need to be storing them in refrigerators and all that kind of thing. And for the people that do handle them, that's great. That'd be the first thing for you to check on. But on the other hand, you can also go to insectaries. We have the ones that we know the most about listed on our website on dirtdoctor.com. We've got about 15 of them. They're all over the country. And you can buy them mail order, and you'll get them very fresh. They'll send them to you in dry ice or whatever they do, and instructions on how to release them and how many you need per lot or per acre and all that kind of thing. The company that I've seen the best quality of, I'll be honest with you, throw them a free tip here. I've done it before. They're down on the Texas-Mexico coast, and it's called Cunafin. Cunafin Labs, Cunafin. They're not an advertiser or anything. I wish they were, but they have just superior quality trichogramma wasps. They also sell fly parasites and some other beneficials too. So different insectaries specialize in different insects, but Cunafin is a place I'd recommend for the tricks.
Cunafin with a K?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it very much. It's a German family, and they do extremely quality work. They're kind of interesting to deal with. I'll give you that as a tiny little warning. Let's see. Tony.
Thank you.
Yeah, just talk to you later. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it very much. Got open lines if you want to jump on here. It gives me a little time to catch up on something here. Telephone number. Is eight for you to call is 866-444-3478. Let's run through the books real quick that I have and give you a little heads up and tips on them. The first book to mention is the first book that I ever did. It's called Plants of the Metroplex, and it's one of those bad named books. I've done it several times with the help of my publishers. When I first started doing books, I was only in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then on the radio and in a column in the Dallas Morning News, and they thought that having Texas in the name, or even in the first book that we did totally on our own, Plants of the Metroplex, was theoretically done just for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But we have people all through the South that have bought Plants of the Metroplex, even in the North, and you adjust the timing on things, and you can get some benefit from it. It's a very inexpensive paperback book. It's best for people in Texas and in the Dallas area, DFW area the most, but it's also good for other folks. And it's a very, very simple, easy reference book to use. The second one that I did was a design book. It was called Landscape Design Texas Style. It's the hardest one to find. I did it before I had a radio show with the Plants of the Metroplex. And even before I had a column, or about the same time I got it going, I suppose. And it sold okay, not that great. The company that did it decided that they didn't want to publish it anymore and gave it back to me. And we still have it around, and we keep talking about putting it back on the market and updating it for everybody, which we need to do, because if you buy it, and you can find it still, you can find it in used bookstores and things like that. But I'll warn you, I'm recommending chemicals in it. It was before Logan was born and before I became a born-again organic gardener. So anyway, keep that in mind. Well, we're going to need to take a little break here. We'll be back right after this.
Top shelf organic products are now available at all HEB stores. They're crafted from the finest locally sourced materials and are ideal for your gardens, landscape, vegetables, herbs, raised beds, perennials, roses, palms, succulents, and more. Purchase New Earth top shelf organic products today at HEB stores and other fine retailers. For more information or to find a store near you, go to topshelforganic.com. That's topshelforganic.com.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees, from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. for thrip, supply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tray treatment, and to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And real quick before I go to Delaware and talk to Michael, I wanted to remind you of a couple of things. A lot of information on dirtdoctor.com and the steering wheel for all of it, if you will, is the home page and the photographs that change there. There's several things. There's a video of me showing how to uncover the base, the root flare of a tree that I planted myself a little bit too deep. It actually got filled in over time because of water that washed across the front of the property. It has the mystery photograph, which hasn't been identified yet, I don't think. You can identify by calling me on the show, 866-444-3478, or you can send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. I've got my computer running here, and when it goes to the screensaver, I've got set up as my screensaver the fabulous tree slideshow that we did. And I have to say, it's pretty good. If you haven't seen it, you need to take a look at it. We had it in the members-only area for a while, and it's out for everybody in the public to see now. If you go to dirtdoctor.com and look over at the right-hand side, the red button that says Latest Organic Updates, what that list is a list of the most recent changes to the website. Edits, additions, things like that. And we keep moving the fabulous tree slideshow up so it's in there and easy for you to find. It's in the library and other places under Fabulous Trees Slideshow, but it's just really easy for you to find there. The photographs from trees that you hear me talk about that I'm personally involved with that are so famous now, and the ones that are so famous around the world, like the Montezuma cypress in Oaxaca and the Sipa tree in Costa Rica and various other just incredible trees are there, but also cut lines under each photograph telling you what you're looking at, what the story is. And there's a couple of stories there about trees that I've uncovered and planted and all that. So check it out if you haven't already. Putting it as a screensaver is pretty cool because you look up every now and then and see things that you haven't seen. There's a lot of photographs in it. It's big, and we'll improve it from time to time, but there's a lot of stuff there now. Let's see if I can operate with my left hand. I'm having to operate both at the radio station and now with my left hand to do things, and I am very right-handed, so it's been kind of an interesting thing. Hey, Michael, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am there.
What can I do for you, sir?
That's interesting that you said that you're very right-handed, because so am I. I can barely left-handed.
Yeah, my daughter is a lefty, and she's strong lefty. My dad was, too.
Yeah, so was my father. I'm just pure right-handed, I guess you call it. Anyway, my first problem that I wanted to ask about is, in 1990, I built the home where I live now, and it's on a one acre lot on a freshwater pond. I put in in-ground irrigation that drew water off of the pond. And then over the years, I'm thinking, because of all the runoff problems that we have, and then in the last several years, the state of Delaware has been treating the pond with, I believe, copper acetate, and in the
copper
course,
sulfate, maybe
copper sulfate, maybe yeah, yeah. Copper sulfate, maybe yeah.
It's nasty turns stuff.
Yeah, turns the water bright green.
Yeah,
and what used to be clear, you know, like tannic acid stained water that you could still see through a couple, 3 feet. Now it's totally opaque. But and I believe even though they send you a warning, you know, not to water your lawn for 30 days with that with the pond water, which we're allowed to do. You know, you just put a pump and a screen down there. But anyway, it has destroyed my lawn, and I'm wanting to know how to bring it back. And when I say destroyed it, it what used to be lush green grass, and then the lawn care people that took care of it, I always insisted, you know, that it be done organically, whether it was or not. I don't know to be sure, but you know, now I have mosses that are taking over part because being on the end of the pond, this pond that I'm speaking of is the northernmost cypress trees there are in the country, or that's what they label them as. And then,
oh, good.
And then when I built the house, I cut off all the pine trees to make room for the house, but I left all my hardwoods and maples and stuff like that, and they're around the house, of course, and in different locations, and planted a few trees.
Well, what's your question, Michael? I'm going to have to run here. We can carry over to the next hour, but let me just make a couple of suggestions so everybody hears it if they have to go somewhere. Copper sulfate, you need to try to figure out. Copper sulfate, you need to figure out how to stop using. Get them to use something else. Get them to let you use something else. That's a very, very toxic material. And there are ways to keep the algae down and all that with cornmeal and hydrogen peroxide and other things that we cover on the website. If you had something else, just hang on and we'll talk at the beginning of the next hour. But I'm just going to have to run for a bit here. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We've got an open line or two for you right now if you want to jump on and be next after Michael. And that number is 866-444-3478. Website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back.